This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. Vision Zero Vancouver is a local nonprofit organization that is advocating for one very specific thing: zero deaths and serious injuries on Metro Vancouver streets. An ambitious goal, but one that Vision Zero is continuing to fight for through providing educational resources, advocating for specific policy changes, and public campaigns, including a new Vision Zero public billboard, which aims to raise awareness on unsafe road conditions within Vancouver that are often considered normal. CJSF reached out to Vision Zero for more information on this billboard campaign and what the organization hopes it's able to achieve. We were able to speak with Dylan Pereira, an advocacy coordinator for Vision Zero, on the campaign and the organization's overall objectives.
This is a really critical priority, and that far too many people are injured and die for entirely preventable reasons on roads all across Canada and North America, but particularly here in Metro Vancouver. And yeah, our focus is advocating for measures to help try to make Vision Zero a reality. We tend to place a particular emphasis on more kind of systematic measures. You will see kind of like other sort of traffic safety or awareness campaigns that will be like, hey, pay more attention while you're driving, or, you know, things about like, hey, if you're a pedestrian or a cyclist, you should wear brightly colored clothes so that drivers can see you. And it's not that those things can't be useful, but I think we really want to kind of tackle this from the top down and tackle these kind of like bigger reasons related to like policy and road design.
We then asked Pereira to further explain the billboard, which reads, "Smoking tables next to non-smoking tables used to be normal too. Join us in fighting for safer streets."
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I guess just for anyone listening who hasn't seen our billboard, it's a picture of a large transport truck and a really narrow painted bike lane with like a child riding a bike. And yeah, this should not be normal. It's extremely dangerous. And it's honestly pretty wild to us that this is something that we're kind of expected to accept as normal. And, you know, I mean, just in the same way that in the past, people would say, oh, you're in the smoking section, or if you're not in the smoking section, you're going to be protected from secondhand smoke. That's just absolutely not true. And I mean, I think kind of in a similar way, having like a thin line painted on a road is certainly not doing anything to protect anyone, any road user. I mean, particularly people like children. But yeah, we just want to really highlight that this is really kind of absurd, and this is really wild that this exists. And just because it's normal now, we sort of envision a future where this is no longer normal, and where people look back on things like this and, you know, they're able to see that this is kind of just as strange or just as unsafe as things like smoking sections in restaurants. So
later on, we asked what the community response and engagement has been with this billboard campaign.
Yeah, for the community response, though, it's generally been pretty positive. I feel like we've been getting quite a bit of traction on social media. We've had a few different media outlets reach out to us for comments and interviews about this. I feel like some people are maybe a little bit confused. We had one person in the comments on a social media post saying that bike lanes are the smoking tables and they want to get rid of the bike lanes. So not everybody's going to get it, and that's okay. But I think we also kind of enjoy that we are sort of sparking some conversation. It's kind of cool that we were able to do something that does make people stop and think a little bit. And yeah, we want to spark a conversation and kind of see what this brings up for people.
Lastly, we asked Dylan Pereira what sort of change Vision Zero is hoping to affect within the coming months.
We have a number of campaigns ongoing and a bunch more coming up. And yeah, really a lot of what we do is about trying to, I mean, build awareness in the public, but then to kind of get the public to direct that towards, you know, emailing your counselors, calling your counselors, telling them about your priorities, and when election time comes around, also voting with those priorities in mind.
Once again, that was our interview with Dylan Pereira, an advocacy coordinator for Vision Zero Vancouver, on the organization's new billboard campaign, which promotes the idea of denormalizing unsafe road conditions. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.